Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
What is up? Happy Tuesday. Welcome in to Spencer on Sports here on KGYM. It's 26th day of July of 2022. The frenzy has begun. We are one step closer to college football. It is Big Ten football media days kicking off today, running through tomorrow at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. We've got comments from Kirk Ferentz. We've got comments from Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren to get to today as well. Talk about that and more coming up the next hour of radio as we kick off local programming here on KGYM. 1600 AM, 102.3 on your FM dial in Cedar Rapids. Also available, folks in the Iowa City area, 106.3 on the FM dial as well. If you're not in those areas, or even if you are, free to download the free KGYM app and your app store. Stream us there. Stream us at KGYMradio.com or on your smart speaker. Also available in podcast form after the show. If you missed out, can't listen between 2 and 3. Podcast listener, loyal podcast listener, we appreciate you as well. 319-366-1600, talk or text line available to you here today. You'll want to keep that number handy because we have another chance to win a pair of tickets to check out comedian John Crist and friends along with Dusty Slay coming to the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines. Show is Wednesday, August 17th. We're going to play another rousing rendition of Name That John. Give you some clues about a famous John from the sports world. And the first person to get it right by talking to our esteemed producer, Ben, across the other side of the glass from me. First person to correctly identify that sports figure named John will win a pair of tickets to see John Crist at the Iowa State Fair coming up in August. We'll give you those clues coming up in about 20 minutes or so here today. So be listening for the clues today. Yesterday's answer, in case you missed it, was John Elway, famous football quarterback. John Elway was yesterday's answer. Who will today's famous John be? We will find out coming up later on in the program. We'll get to some NFL news and notes. A flood of NFL news just coming out in the last few minutes involving NFC West teams. Here for today. Get to that coming up in just a bit. Former Hawkeye signing with the Chicago Bears today as well. I can hear the Bear fans all around. That loud noise you hear is Chicago Bear fans celebrating the fact that there is former Hawkeye playing for them. Well, Hawkeye fans who are also Bear fans, I guess, should further qualify that. We'll tell you who that was coming up in just a bit as well. Plus, the preseason odds are out for the NFL awards, MVP, Rookie of the Year, Coach of the Year, stuff like that. We'll get you those numbers for you later on in the show, too. Collector's Corner coming up later on. I tweeted about this on the show hashtag, also on my Twitter account, at SW on the radio earlier today. Rather famous Hawkeye, current Hawkeye, signing on to have official trading cards made of this player. We'll tell you who that is coming up later on in the show as well. As I said, 319-366-1600, Talker text line gets you in touch with us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids on another gorgeous day outside in eastern Iowa. Hope you're enjoying it today if you can. Let's jump right in. Looking at the TV, I see Tanner Morgan and a couple of his Minnesota teammates on my screen. Kirk Ferentz was up there just a few moments ago talking with Dave Revson of the Big Ten Network. And Kirk Ferentz spoke earlier today ahead of, or at the start of, I should say, Big Ten Media Days as things got underway in Indianapolis today. 14 teams plus the commissioner speaking, 7 today, 7 tomorrow, and hearing generally the same message. Nothing overtly earth-shattering going to come of Big Ten Media Days, at least the stand up in front of the reporters. We have figured that out, obviously, but it's always a sense of optimism. There's a sense of renewal, of hope, all those kind of cliche phrases you hear as we approach the start of the new season. And Kirk Ferentz sharing his thoughts on a number of different topics today. Asked about a handful of different things at the general reporter session in Indianapolis today. And the first topic he spoke about, talking about entering his 33rd year in total, being a coach at the University of Iowa, including his time as an assistant under Hayden Fry. Spoke a little bit about the thoughts about the sports in its current iteration and where college football is heading. Here's what Kirk Ferentz had to say earlier today at the podium in Indianapolis.
There's a real love of the game that I think all of us possess, and certainly love of coaching. So, you know, that being said, I think probably I would not be the only person to say really concerned about the path that college football is on right now, and eager to see where it heads, and you know how we what direction we end up taking. But it's a great game. It was a big game, big thing in 1980 when I went to the University of Pittsburgh as a grad assistant. It was big when I went to Iowa in '81, and if anything, it's just grown bigger. Certainly, that's. You know, it's always been big and is bigger now. But with that, I think, you know, you just have to think about our players. You think about the voices that they hear, the things that they have to deal with, the hands that are on them, the noise that they're listening to, and most of all, I think the pressure. And that's certainly a concern I have as I think about our football team, and long have felt that way. I think sometimes we lose sight about you know, just how young our players are, and just how recently they were maybe in the backyard catching a pass or out playing in the street, playing touch football. So, you know, it goes quickly for those guys. Everybody that plays in the Big Ten typically is probably the best player on their high school team, or certainly one of their best. But all that being said, it's still a big jump when you go to college football, just like it is if they play beyond.
Kirk Ferentz, a portion of his comments from earlier today at Big Ten Media Days. I should mention this audio courtesy of the Big Ten Network as well here this afternoon. You heard Kirk talking about his concern for where the game is going, and talking about players and all the different voices that they're hearing, and trying to manage that as the leader of the team and trying to help them along in their time at the University of Iowa and their time in the football program. And Kirk speaking a little bit more earlier today as part of his opening statement about developing players and how he's emphasized that during his time as the head man of the Hawkeyes.
You know, our focus at Iowa, at least during my 33 years, has been on development of our players and trying to help them grow and, you know, prepare for their lives after their college experience. You know, a small percentage will get an opportunity to play in the NFL, a much smaller percentage will have a career in the NFL, but for the most part, the reality is most players, their careers end when their eligibility expires. So that's really kind of the reality of what we do, and I think that's why it's so important when they're in college, they're doing more than just learning their plays or, you know, developing their skill set. And to me, the best part about football and college football is just learning to be part of a team and what that really means, and just, you know, having respect for other people and realizing there's a lot of other things that are bigger than you. And to me, that carries our players well as they move into their adult lives.
Kirk Ferentz speaking about developing players both for on the field and off the field purposes. And that was a portion of his opening remarks at Big Ten Media Day. Of course, each coach given 15 minutes. Some coaches spend a very long time, about 10 to 12 minutes of the opening part of their time at the podium in front of the entire media contingent at Big Ten Media Days to give their opening statement. And there's only a little bit of time for further questions. Kirk spending about six of his 15 minutes just talking in general about his developing of players and the clip we played before, talking about thoughts on the sport at this day and age, entering 2022 and the landscape of college football. Kirk did spend time talking about the 2022 Iowa football team. And before we get into his comments about the team in general for this year, we do have, with the start of Media Days, the first preseason depth chart of 2022, as Iowa put that out with their media guide earlier today. Just going through some of the offensive starters here for the listeners who have not seen this yet. Really no surprises at receiving positions. Keegan Johnson and Nika Reganey listed as your top two receivers. Sam Laporta, starting tight end. Quarterback Spencer Petras listed as the starter, the senior from California. Alex Padilla, the number two quarterback as of the preseason depth chart. Gavin and LaShawn Williams, your running backs, as we knew coming in with the departure of Tyler Goodson. Gavin Williams listed as the starter with LaShawn Williams, the backup. And then the offensive line up front, Mason Richmond at left tackle, Tyler Ellsbury at left guard, Logan Jones listed as the starting center with Connor Colby, the Cedar Rapids Kennedy product, the sophomore at right guard, and Jack Plum from Green Bay, Wisconsin, the right tackle, starting right tackle on the preseason depth chart for the Iowa offense. At kicker, one of the key questions I know Hawkeye fans will be wondering about, especially on special teams, with Caleb Shudak departing, Aaron Blum listed as the starter with Drew Stevens, the freshman, the backup at place kicker. And the defensive side of the ball, just looking at the preseason depth chart, John Wagner at left end, Noah Shannon at left tackle, Logan Lee at right defensive tackle, and Joe Evans at defensive end. Justin Jacobs, the cash position, Jack Campbell, Seth Benson, and your linebacking core, no surprise there. Cooper DeJean also listed as a cash back with the Iowa defense on the opening depth chart of the season. And then in the defensive backfield, you see Jamari Harris, Kayvon Merriweather, Quinn Schulte from Cedar Rapids Xavier, and Riley Moss. So you're starting defensive back, defensive backs, I should say, for the preseason. And then, of course, Torrey Taylor at punter. Just looking at the preseason depth chart put out today before we hear from Kirk and his thoughts on the 2022 version of this Iowa football team. Here's what he had to say, general comments about the football team heading into this season. Comments here from Big Ten Media Day.
Pretty much like every year, we have a really good group of veteran players back. We had a good football team, as Commissioner Warren cited last year. So we've lost some good players, too, and have voids to fill. We've had a chance as coaches to watch the guys who we anticipate to move into those positions, working behind the scenes, if you will, or, you know, on the practice field an awful lot. And, you know, just excited to see where they all go, how they grow, how they develop, how they meet the challenges. Certainly a lot of excitement for everybody this time of year, fans and coaches as well, but also some anxiety in that never quite sure how a player is going to react when they come out of the tunnel in the swarm, 70,000 people there to cheer them on, just never quite sure how they're going to go. But, you know, we've seen growth and just excited to see what it looks like here as it unfolds starting next week. Defensively, real quick, we lost three really quality players in the back end, Matt Hankins, Jack Kerner, and Dane Belton, three outstanding players up front, Zach Van Valkenburg. So I think collectively we've got a good group of guys that really grew last year, and hopefully they'll continue to grow and fill in those voids. You know, we've got some veteran players certainly coming back at the linebacker position. Jack Campbell's here, Kayvon Merriweather in the back end, Riley Moss is one of our better players. So, you know, those are some of the guys that we'll be leaning on to help the younger guys move forward. And then offensively, not unlike the defensive line, we were young last year. We had one of the best players in college football, Tyler Linderbaum, but overall we were pretty young group. So we lose Tyler, but I think collectively we feel good about the group and anxious to see how they develop. We've got two quarterbacks that have won games for us and, you know, played well on the field, and we expect both of them, anticipate they're both going to play better this year in Spencer Petras and Alex Padilla. And then the running back receiver room, both those groups are young. You know, we've got a lot of young players in both of those outside of Nico Regani, who's a veteran receiver, but the rest of the guys are really young in both positions. The Williams is at the running back position, and then Arlen Bruce, Tegan Johnson, just to name a couple receivers. So it'd be interesting to see how they develop here in year two for those guys and grow. And then the tight end position we feel good about with Sam Laporte is here with the group, and Luke Lachey is a really, I think, a really good football player as well. So we've got some work to do there and some growing to make and improvement to make, but we'll see how that goes out. Special teams, kind of the tale of two cities. We've got Torrey Taylor back as our punter for his third season. Really unique young person, a really good football player. But we lost Caleb Shudak, an outstanding place kicker. So that competition's open right now, and can say the same thing about the return game. You know, we've got guys auditioning for that. So yeah, we're excited to start. We're excited to get back on the field with our players and see what August brings, and we'll know a little bit more about our team certainly at the end of the month.
All right, a little bit longer comments there from Kirk Ferentz from Big Ten Football Media Days earlier today, speaking generally previewing the Iowa football team for 2022 and some of the key returners, key departures you heard him mention there as well. One other note when it comes to an injury side of things, this was not mentioned in those comments by Kirk Ferentz, but speaking to reporters at Indianapolis, that both receiver Jackson Ritter and offensive lineman Justin Britt both set to miss the whole season, out for the season due to injury, per Kirk Ferentz earlier today. There's plenty more from Big Ten Media Days to get to here this afternoon. We will hear from Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren. He had some interesting things to say, spent about 21 minutes or so as part of his opening statement. He's the commissioner. He gets 45 minutes to talk as opposed to the coaches who get 15. But a lot of things to talk about, a lot of questions, of course, for Kevin Warren. We'll dive into some of his comments, plus some comments made about a Big Ten expansion that might be coming down the pipe here. Big Ten expansion, also college football playoff expansion. As well. Also part of comments made by Commissioner Kevin Warren, which we'll get to coming up here in just a couple minutes. Jason Fitz going to stop by with an ESPN Sports Beat. Got a quick break as well. Thanks for checking out Spencer on Sports. We're live here on KGYM on a Tuesday afternoon.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
Good morning. I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we are going to have a mix of sun and clouds today. Temperatures are going to be slightly warmer with a high around 80, and humidity will be up a smidge as well. Later on tonight, clouds are going to be building, and we are going to have the chance for a few showers and storms, mainly after midnight. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat with Jason Fitz.
Kyler Murray's mega contract having a condition applied to it that requires he must study at least 4 hours independently on his own per week during the regular season raises a lot of eyebrows for a lot of good reasons. But to me, maybe the most important question isn't why is that caveat in there. The most important question to me is who leaked this information that it is there. Certainly doesn't benefit the team, and I can't find any way it benefits the player. So why would either camp want this information to be out there, knowing full well that now the conversation created is Kyler Murray doesn't put in the work to a level that the team felt they had to put something in his contract requiring him to do the very basic level of homework? Now the question becomes, who wants to sabotage the relationship that exists between the team and Kyler Murray? Because that's the inevitability that comes from this. If everything goes perfectly, if there's a massive kumbaya, congratulations, great, it'll all be fine. But contracts are written for worst-case scenarios. The worst-case scenario here isn't just that Kyler Murray has a bad season. The worst-case scenario is that this fracture that's been created by publicizing the information never goes away. So for all the talk we had about Aaron Rodgers and his future with Green Bay, can we at least acknowledge that Gutekunst and LaFleur both got contract extensions this offseason? Oh, and by the way, Aaron Rodgers is still in Green Bay as their quarterback. We spent hours of programming just wildly debating and speculating where he would go and what he would require. And much like the Kevin Durant situation, maybe you look around and realize that for as much as we want to create video game-like scenarios, the real-life ending usually doesn't have the same level of drama as a Real Housewives episode. That is the reminder we have to take away from Green Bay. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat from Spain and Fitz, I'm Jason Fitz.
The Marion Chamber of Commerce is excited to announce Oktoberfest, presented by Sheets Forest Draper Insurance. This fun, new event will be Saturday, September 17th from noon to 3, featuring 25 breweries from Iowa and surrounding areas. You'll receive a commemorative tasting glass and access to samples, plus enjoy live music and traditional German games. Choose the VIP ticket option for 11 a.m. early entry. Don't miss Oktoberfest, Saturday, September 17th in Uptown Marion. Get your tickets now at eventbrite.com. Search Marion Oktoberfest.
Drunk driving is one of America's most often committed and deadliest crimes. Each year, nearly 10,000 people die on the road due to drunk driving. In order to stop this deadly epidemic, cops are cracking down. Police officers are aggressively looking for drunk drivers and will arrest anyone caught driving drunk. They'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Get boosted odds with Elite Sportsbook. Take advantage of Elite Sportsbook's new Boosted Daily Specials. Check the app and website daily for boosted odds. It's all on Elite Sportsbook. And don't forget, new signups can take advantage of their first bet being risk-free up to $500. Download the app today and play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Valid only in Iowa. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Create your dream backyard this summer with 11% off at Menards. Now is a great time to build your outdoor projects with the Midwest's largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking. It offers the best protection against the elements for all your outdoor projects. AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking is 11% off now at Menards. Good through July 31st. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
We're back at 225 at Spencer on Sports for Tuesday. Thanks for hanging out today. 319-366-1600. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up between 4 and 6. Be sure to tune in to Todd and Alex's show today. They've got plenty more reaction for Big Ten Media Days. But also, they have a chance for you to win a pair of tickets to see One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen and The Works. Going to be at Wild Rose Casino in Clinton Saturday, August 6th. Got a chance to win those tickets today and all week long between 4 and 6. More details about the show at kgymradio.com. We'll do our Name That John contest coming up here in just a little bit for your chance at some tickets to the Iowa State Fair to check out one of the grandstand acts there. That's coming up in just a few moments. Want to continue with Big Ten Media Days talk here this afternoon. Before we jump into what Kevin Warren had to say, tell you about our poll question at kgymradio.com. Question is simple. Who will win the Big Ten this fall? You have three choices. Is it going to be Ohio State, another team from the East, or is a team from the West going to win the Big Ten? Those are your options. You can vote right now at kgymradio.com. It's brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren also speaking at Big Ten Football Media Days. If we had a secret word of the day, which we don't, but if we did, that word today would be bold. I should have done a bold counter when I was listening to Kevin Warren talk earlier today. That was the general theme of his remarks, talking about what's been an interesting summer, a very active summer for the Big Ten, getting ready for the 2022 season, and of course beyond with the additions of USC and UCLA to the Big Ten starting in 2024. And Kevin Warren talked about the Big Ten's approach to the changing landscape of college athletics, part of his talk this morning.
We are currently in a landscape in college athletics that is changing on a daily basis. But I will make it very clear, in everything we say today, we do tomorrow and in the future, that the Big Ten Conference will not languish in bureaucracy. We will be innovative, we will be creative, we'll be bold, we'll be strong, we'll be powerful, and we'll be direct to make sure that we can prioritize what's important to our student athletes, what's important to our fans, what's important to our member institutions, what's important to our partners as we help shape and direct the future of college athletics.
Kevin Warren talking there. He also spoke about a number of different things. One of those was name, image, and likeness. And one of the things he said was he's continuing to push for federal legislation to be passed regarding NIL. Here's what Commissioner Warren had to say about
that. I'm a big proponent of name, image, and likeness. I am so grateful that many of our student athletes have been blessed with the ability to monetize their name, image, and likeness. That said, I am disappointed that we still have to operate with these various patchwork of laws from a state level standpoint. We need federal legislation to help put in some guardrails, to make it even more cleaner, to make sure these name, image, and likeness is not used as a recruiting inducement. So we have a lot of work to do, even from a political standpoint.
Hot topic of the Big Ten, of course, this offseason has been the announced expansion, adding two new members on the West Coast with USC and UCLA. Kevin Warren talking about that expansion and the decision to add in those two schools to the conference's footprint coming up in just a couple years.
We were very pleased with our 14 existing Big Ten institutions, but we are incredibly excited to welcome two new members in 2024 to the Big Ten Conference. The University of California at Los Angeles, who's led by Chancellor Gene Block, and the University of Southern California, who's led by President Carol Folt. These are two incredible academic and athletic institutions in a strong location in Los Angeles with great rich history and tradition, who are innovative, who are forward-thinking, who are bold, who will make us even stronger as a conference. And I look forward to welcoming these two fine institutions into the Big Ten Conference.
Kevin Warren also talking about expansion in a future sense. Is the Big Ten done with expansion?
I get asked every single day, what's next? It may include future expansion, but it will be done for the right reasons, at the right time, with our student athletes, academic and athletic empowerment at the center of any and all decisions that we will make regarding any further expansions. We will not expand just to expand. It will be strategic, it will add additional value to our conference, and it will provide a platform to even have our student athletes be put on a larger platform so they can build their careers, but also that they have an opportunity to grow and learn from an education and from an athletic standpoint.
So saying essentially there is that possibility, like we all think we've all figured out, Big Ten's not done, but they're not going to expand for the sake of expanding, at least according to Kevin Warren's comments right there. Media rights. When are the Big Ten going to announce their next media rights, their next grant of rights for a media partnership? Well, here's what Kevin Warren had to say about that.
Media rights. We've been working on those. I'm incredibly pleased of where we are. We have great opportunities. We're finalizing our deals, and I look forward to standing before you to make an announcement sometimes here sooner than later. So while the dollars are important to our member institutions, but it's really about the platform to provide financial stability to our member institutions so we can provide excellent health care, mental health services, life skills programs, and even educational experiences to our student athletes.
So they're still working on media rights, per Kevin Warren, as you know, as expected. Thought it was expected by most that maybe around this time, Big Ten Media Days, we'd have some sort of announcement. Obviously, the two new additions down the road with USC and UCLA threw a wrench into those best laid plans. It was kind of an interesting moment in the first part. Kevin Warren saying some thank yous to start his remarks at Big Ten Media Days. And well, kind of buried the lead. I'll let you see if you could pick up on it.
A special thank you, especially our partners from Fox and BTN, Eric Shanks, Mark Silverman, Larry Jones, Jordan Bezant. And I've seen even some of their on-air talent here. And at BTN, led by Francois McGillicuddy and the incredible BTN staff, thank you for everything that you do for the Big Ten Conference. Thank you for being a great partner. I know we'll have some new family members in our media partner list here sometime soon, but what Fox has done and what BTN does on a daily basis to tell the stories of our student athletes is absolutely incredible, and for that, I am grateful.
So he says thanks to BTN and Fox for all they do, and then he casually just throws in there, and we'll have some new family members, new members of the media family, part of our new rights agreement coming soon. Just kind of toss that in there. That's all right, Kevin. I think we all expected some new players in the game when the new grant of rights is announced. But Kevin kind of including it as part of his thank you. Obviously, you think Fox and BTN will be a big part of it going forward. You assume ESPN will be as well. But talk about maybe NBC, CBS losing the SEC coverage on Saturday afternoons. Who's another player? Speculation will. We'll continue with that. A couple other interesting nuggets before we wrap up our Big Ten Media Days conversation here for today. ESPN's Pete Thamel talking about, and Kevin Warren mentioned this too, college football playoff expansion. On the topic of playoff expansion, Commissioner Warren saying he was 100% supportive of a larger playoff format. So more than four teams. What number that might be, I guess, is up for debate still, up for debate, up for discussion as to what that number could be. Could it be 8? Could it be 12? Could it be something larger than that? Well, something larger than that would certainly be 16. And ESPN's Pete Thamel reporting that when Big Ten athletic directors met this week about the playoff, there has been increased conversation about a 16-team playoff, at least amongst the Big Ten athletic directors. Ohio State's athletic director Gene Smith saying to ESPN via Pete Thamel that 16 just seems to be out there and that you can't ignore it. Barry Alvarez, who is a Big Ten football advisor, saying today as well that someone talked to him about 16, and the quote from Barry Alvarez via Scott Dockterman of The Athletic said this, Barry Alvarez saying, quote, I can live with that when it came to 16 teams in the playoff. Alvarez also saying he could live with 12, he could live with 8. We just need to get more than 4. We need more access to teams. I think it makes college football better. Again, that from Barry Alvarez. We know the poll Barry has amongst the Big Ten. That is, quote, via Scott Dockterman of The Athletic about college football expansion, which, again, Kevin Warren said he is 100% supportive of college football playoff expansion of a larger format, more than 4 teams. Of course, we've heard from Greg Sankey in the SEC who says, no, we're good with 4 because they've had more than 2 teams in the playoff before. So we'll have to see how things play out. The SEC, of course, getting the national championship game last year. All eyes on the SEC with Alabama and Georgia. Who will win in the ultimate battle between these two conferences that are heading towards these mega conferences? Who's going to win out? The SEC, who doesn't really care for playoff expansion, or the Big Ten, who says, yeah, we should do that. We should get to 8, 12, maybe even 16. Interesting to see who comes out on top. It'd be the Clash of the Titans going forward, that is for sure. 236 here at Spencer on Sports. Thanks for joining us here on a Tuesday, 319-366-1600. Our talk or text line if you want to chat with us here this afternoon, give your thoughts about Big Ten Media Days. A couple other things I did want to mention, too, when it comes to what Kevin Warren had to say. One other interesting fact about the Big Ten this year, and kind of gets lost in the shuffle of all the high-profile coaching moves that were made in the offseason. When you look at Lincoln Riley and an assistant like Brent Venables moving to Oklahoma and moves like that, all 14 coaches in the league return for 2022. That is one thing that Kevin Warren highlighted. No coaching changes in the league this year, which is fairly different to see. Usually there's one or two that does step in or that does make a change year in and year out. And then one other piece of note, too, when it comes to USC and UCLA joining the Big Ten, Kevin Warren mentioning as part of his talk today that both those schools will enter the Big Ten as vested members in 2024, which is different from the league's previous position of requiring a waiting period for new schools. Kevin Warren saying part of a question and answer session that those two schools, USC and UCLA, will come in as full members. He said, we think that's important for various reasons. They bring a lot of value to our relationship. They bring a lot of panache to our relationship, and we look forward to welcoming them into the Big Ten family in 2024. Of course, Nebraska, Maryland, and Rutgers, you'll remember, all had to wait 6 years before obtaining a full financial share from the Big Ten coffers, a full financial share from the Big Ten revenue. So different for the new guys, USC and UCLA, when they join in 2024. Plenty more Big Ten Media Days reaction coming up as we roll along here this afternoon. Gym Class will have more, as will Todd and Alex, coming up between 4 and 6. We'll take another quick timeout. Before we do that, let's get you our chance to win here for today. As we know, we are giving away tickets to see comedian John Crist and friends with Dusty Slay Wednesday, August 17th at the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines. John Crist, one of the fastest rising stand-up comedians out there. More than 1 billion views, 4 million fans on social media. He sold out shows from coast to coast, and he's coming right here to the state of Iowa for the Iowa State Fair, and we're playing Name That John as part of our contest to give away these tickets, asking you, giving you some clues about a famous John from the sports world. So here are your clues. Ben is ready. Once you think you know what the answer is, give Ben a call, 319-366-1600. If you get it right, you win the pair of tickets to check out comedian John Crist. Here's your famous John for today. This famous John helped the Atlanta Braves win a World Series title in the 90s. He's a Cy Young winner and a Baseball Hall of Famer. Who is it? 319-366-1600. And this famous John helped the Braves win a World Series title in the 90s. He's a Cy Young winner and a Baseball Hall of Famer. What John from the sports world am I talking about? Give Ben a call, 319-366-1600. Good luck. Name that John right here on KGYM. We're back after the break. It's Spencer on Sports on the Gym.
KGYM is an equal opportunity employer, and under FCC rules, any community organization that distributes information about employment opportunities or refers people to employers may ask to be notified about job vacancies at KGYM. If your organization would like notification of KGYM's job vacancies, contact Julie Hine. Email julie at kzia.com or write her at 1110 26th Avenue Southwest, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 52404.
Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Clinton presents One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen in the Works. It's One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen in the Works, Saturday, August 6th at Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Clinton. Tickets are on sale at the Iowa store or wildroseresorts.com.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
The summer savings are coming in hot at Lowe's. Cool down and save with a Harbor Breeze Beach Creek Indoor Ceiling Fan. Was $129.98, now $89.98. Or get up to an additional $500 off now on select major appliances, plus free delivery over $299. Find it all this summer at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Appliances in-store, must-ask cashier to apply discount at time of purchase. Online, must enter applicable promo code at checkout. Savings vary based on purchase amount. While supplies last, valid 7/21 through 7/27.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dashboard light problems? We can help. Our free Fix Finder service can read your check engine light, ABS light, and service indicator light, and give you possible solutions, verified by licensed technicians. You'll even get detailed results sent straight to your email so you have them when you need it most. It's the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes. The free Fix Finder service, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
More details at AutoZone.com.
2:43 at KGYM. Spencer at Sports back with you for a few more minutes here on a Tuesday. 319-366-1600. Big Ten Football Media Days. Bulk of our conversation today. Hawkeyes just at the podium. At the set. I should know my TV terminology. Set, podium, podium, set. Talking to Dave Revzin on Big Ten Network as the teams and players and coaches, representatives from each team, make their rounds with the media in Indy. Seven more coaches and player and groups of players talking tomorrow. We'll bring in the highlights, of course, of the show as we get closer and closer to the start of college football season. We send a congratulations, by the way. Let's see if I can pull it up here on the phone. David from Columbus Junction, a winner today, and name that John. John Smoltz, the correct answer. Helped the Braves win the 95 World Series. Cy Young winner the very next year. Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher, John Smoltz. That famous John in the world of sports. David from the Columbus Junction. Going to check out comedian John Crist at the Iowa State Fair again Wednesday, August 17th at the State Fair. Lots of great acts there as well. Alanis Morissette, Nelly, Carrie Underwood, ZZ Top, So many great acts coming to the State Fair. State Fair running August 11th through the 21st in Des Moines. 319-366-1600. Thanks for joining us here this afternoon. Lots of NFL news coming in as camps get started here for 2022. The Hall of Fame game. Hall of Fame game is next week, isn't it? Or the week after? The Jacksonville Jaguars are part of the Hall of Fame game. Is that a very 2020 thing to say? The Jacksonville, how crazy stuff. Remember, and I know you don't want to remember 2020. This is not the year to forget. We're not going to be remembering some guys from 2020. I don't think we ever will. Maybe we will. I don't know. I'll have to check with the judges on that. But in 2020, how, like, whenever something crazy happened, because, like, a ton of crazy stuff happened in 2020, at least people in my friend circle are like, oh, that's a very 2020 thing to happen. So the Jacksonville Jaguars playing in the Hall of Fame game feels appropriate for the time that we're in. We may not be in 2020, but it's still strange to say the Jacksonville Jaguars are playing in the Hall of Fame game. But they will be. Preseason football is around the corner. A couple news and notes from the NFL. This will make Bear fans and Hawkeye fans who are Bear fans happy. Riley Reiff, former University of Iowa football player playing with the Cincinnati Bengals, reached agreement, one-year deal worth up to $12.5 million, with $10 million likely to be earned with the Chicago Bears. That's per Adam Schefter earlier today. A couple other pieces of info from the NFL. Tom Pelissero reporting that Kyle Shanahan, the head coach of the 49ers, reporting that he, their general manager, John Lynch, hope I just didn't give away an answer for name that John. John Lynch and Jimmy Garoppolo spoke this morning. Everyone there on the same page. Kyle Shanahan saying, quote, "We have moved on to Trey," meaning they officially, 49ers, have officially given the keys to the car to Trey Lance. Shanahan says they don't plan on Garoppolo practicing with the team. Shanahan telling reporters he expects the physical to go well, as it did with Garoppolo's doctor. The hope is that a trade to a team Garoppolo wants to go to comes together ASAP. Kyle Shanahan closing out his comments on the matter by saying, quote, "This is Trey's team," end quote. So it is officially the Trey Lance era in San Francisco. The 49ers making it official. They are giving the keys to the car to their first-round pick from last year. And NFC West retirement. Chris Carson had some good years with the Seattle Seahawks, announced earlier today per Ian Rappaport from the NFL. He is retiring after five seasons because of a neck injury. So sad to see, but Chris Carson hanging him up due to injury earlier today. That announcement coming across via Ian Rappaport from NFL Network. So news and notes from the NFL there to talk about. Mentioned the odds out for the NFL awards for 2022. We haven't even started the season, but never too early from a betting perspective to look at the NFL odds, the NFL honors odds. This is all from BetMGM, by the way. And it sounds like at least right now, as we run up to the 2022 season, it's becoming a tight race for the favorite to win the NFL MVP. Leader of the pack, again, from BetMGM, is Josh Allen. Not the Jaguars' Josh Allen, the Bills' Josh Allen. He continues to lead the pack at plus 700. Tom Brady just behind him at plus 800. Tied with Patrick Mahomes at plus 800. Justin Herbert and Aaron Rodgers both at plus 900. According to BetMGM, those are the odds to win the NFL MVP for the 2022 season. Follow that up with Joe Burrow and Dak Prescott, both plus 1,200. Matt Stafford and Russell Wilson, both plus 1,400 for the NFL MVP odds at BetMGM. The Offensive Player of the Year, Derrick Henry and Jonathan Taylor have the best odds for players other than quarterbacks. Defensive Player of the Year, Myles Garrett from the Cleveland Browns, your odds leader right now at plus 600. T.J. Watt at plus 650, while Aaron Donald is at plus 800. Your comeback player of the year odds, Derrick Henry at plus 350. Jameis Winston, second best odds at plus 500. Your coach of the year, two best odds, according to BetMGM, Dan Campbell of the Detroit Lions and Brian Daboll of the New York Giants. Kevin O'Connell of the Vikings is third best at plus 1,400. And for Rookie of the Year, the Offensive Rookie of the Year, Steelers quarterback Kenny Pickett, currently leading the odds at plus 500. The Defensive Rookie of the Year, Lions fans, I can hear your excitement, Aiden Hutchinson, who, speaking of Big Ten media days and Michigan football, he is leading the odds right now at plus 500. Breece Hall from Iowa State, by the way, plus 800 in the Offensive Rookie of the Year to take that home per BetMGM with the Jets. Kayvon Thibodeau from Oregon is second best for Defensive Rookie of the Year, for what it's worth, the best odds for BetMGM. One other piece of NFL news, saw this come across earlier too, Joe Burrow, the Bengals opening up training camp today. Going to be without Joe Burrow for a little bit because he's getting his appendix removed. He's expected to miss some practice time as he recovers, according to the NFL Network. Standard appendectomy does have a relatively short recovery time, according to experts. Doesn't appear like he's going to miss any time in the regular season. Mount Sinai Health System says most patients leave the hospital 1 to 2 days after surgery, but will take 2 to 4 weeks per experts to go back to normal activities. So Joe Burrow may miss some practice time. Does not look like his season, at least the start to the season, is in jeopardy with the appendectomy that popped up in the news here today. 319-366-1600 as I knock over 10 different things to my left here at 251. Got a collector's corner coming up. Also get you what's on tap for the rest of our local programming. That's coming up next. It's Spencer on Sports here on KGYM. Thanks for joining us here on a Tuesday.
In today's world of high gas prices, filling up has never been so rewarding thanks to the free app from Upside.
I earned back $37 in the first month alone.
I love the Upside app. I have my whole family using it now. And so far, we've earned back over $300.
Upside is a total no-brainer, a free app that pays you back serious money on every tank of gas or diesel, as much as 25 cents a gallon. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. You can't control the rising prices of gas, but thanks to Upside's free app, you can start putting money back in your wallet with every gallon. Anytime you're ready to cash out, it's quick and easy to transfer your earnings to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card.
Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code ESPN3 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code ESPN3. Use code ESPN3 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Did you book the Townsend's 10th anniversary tickets?
Helena's travel agency is overbooked and experiencing delays. She needs to land a new project manager to clear her business's runways.
Yes, Mrs. O'Hara, we checked. Pygmy goats do not count as emotional support animals.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
The summer savings are coming in hot at Lowe's. Cool down and save with a Harbor Breeze Beach Creek Indoor Ceiling Fan. Was $129.98, now $89.98. Or get up to an additional $500 off now on select major appliances, plus free delivery over $299. Find it all this summer at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Appliances in-store, must-ask cashier to apply discount at time of purchase. Online, must enter applicable promo code at checkout. Savings vary based on purchase amount. While supplies last, about 721 through 727.
At 253 with Spencer on Sports here on KGYM through 319-366-1600. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4. Todd and Alex in here between 4 and 6. Be sure you're checking out the gym class all week this week because they have tickets to give out as well. It's Ticketpalooza here on KGYM, giving you many chances to win this week. Gym class has tickets to check out ZZ Top and their Raw Whiskey Tour. Special guest Ann Wilson from Heart along for the ride as well. It's Tuesday, August 16th, the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines. Their bearded sports trivia. Beards in sports. basically famous athletes with beards. Remember some beards with the gym class today and your chance to win ZZ Top tickets coming up between 3 and 4 here on KGYM. Mentioned Quick Collector's Corner, saw this earlier today. Pretty cool. We had told you a month or two ago, Tops and Fanatics. Fanatics, the clothing sports memorabilia company, buying out Tops last year, trading cards, and those two companies reaching an agreement with numerous schools across the country, pretty much every school that you'd think of when you think of top-tier programs, and even some smaller ones too, agreeing for licensing, meaning there will be collegiate trading cards produced by Topps coming soon. They're currently produced by Panini. Of course, Panini now on the back end, probably going to be, well, essentially out of business here in the next couple years. Panini holding NFL and NBA licenses so far. But with the Topps news, Topps now announcing some additional agreements with specific athletes from specific schools to print cards, licensed cards, licensed collectibles of athletes. And Topps trading cards announcing earlier today that they have reached an agreement with Caitlin Clark of the Iowa Hawkeyes. And Topps saying in a post on Twitter that her autographs will become some of the first officially licensed University of Iowa cards ever made by their company. So pretty cool. If you are a Caitlin Clark fan, just a fan of women's basketball in general, fan of Caitlin from her high school days at Dowling, or just a supporter of hers, you soon. No timeline on this given yet, but you'll be able to get some officially licensed collectibles courtesy of Topps and Caitlin Clark, the new partnership announced earlier today. That'll wrap it up for us here on KGYM. Gym class is coming up next. More reaction from Big Ten Media Days, plus that chance at ZZ Top tickets today as well. Also, Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up between 4 and 6. They've got a ticket giveaway as well, checking out One Night of Queen at Wild Rose Casino in Clinton coming up on August 6th. Also got reaction from Big Ten Media Days with Rob Howe joining them at 5:30. Enjoy the podcast at kgymradio.com. If you missed anything from today, we'll be back tomorrow at 2 right here on KGYM. Have a great day.